Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville Hospital and Clinic CEO Kevin Kincaid, as the hospital was recently named a 2020 Top 100 Critical Access Hospital by the Chartis Center for Rural Health.
I guess, Kevin, when it comes to that and being ranked in a ranking like that in the Top 100, first of all, what does it mean really for the people here in Knoxville, for the hospital in general, and just the whole community of Knoxville?
Well, for us, and I think the people that seek service here, is this is, helps validate who we are and what we've been doing as a strategy over the last decade. So what's particularly exciting about this award is that many of these rankings and different kinds of awards that are available, organizations apply for them. There's an application process, and we typically haven't done very many of those. We've been just kind of trudging along, pushing our strategies and trying to get better every year on all of the aspects that we would look at from a quality or financial standing and our outcomes. So what's interesting about this is it was a complete surprise. There was no application for it. So the Chartis Group focuses on rural hospitals. So they took a look at roughly 1,350 critical access hospitals across country. And the categories that they look at is market share, both inpatient and outpatient market share. And we scored very high in those. We scored very high in our quality. We did pretty well on cost. How much does it cost to come to your organization as compared to other facilities? We did pretty good there. And we also did really well on not only on the flip side of cost, but our charges. How much does it cost not to provide those services, but how much are our charges that people would receive? So compared to those 1,350 hospitals, we did really good, and our financial standing was really good. But those alone don't get you in the top 100. The reason that we were in the top 100 across the country is because of our clinical outcomes and patient perceptions. So what do people think about us, and what about the outcomes that we can prove? Those were, we scored extremely high, much higher than our peer group across the country, and that's what allowed us to become a top 100 hospital in the country.
Now, when it comes to it, obviously what I'm listening to, it's not just one area. It seems like there's so many different areas in the hospital that have put in hard work to come together to be able to get this ranking and be a part of this. So what's it mean? How good does it feel to see your work being paid off?
Well, the big thing for me is that when we initially were notified that we had earned this award, most of us were thinking we have been enjoying a lot of financial success in a climate that is very difficult for community hospitals, but we've been doing very well financially. So we were thinking it was a measurement of financial stability would be the main indicator of what they were looking at. And so that would be nice, but you know, there are other things that we're concerned about as well. So when I look at the areas that they measured us on, and what pushed us over the top was our clinical outcomes and the people that come here and our community's perception of us as compared to our peer group. If I could pick any two on this whole list that I wanted to excel at, it's going to be our clinical outcomes and our patients' perception of our services here. And to know that that's what made us earn that award makes it extra special.
Now, with the hospital here, you know, obviously doing expansions and improving every day, and then you have the community also improving and morale really going high, how important is it to be able to provide those services to the people in Knoxville and potential people that could potentially move to this community and be a part of this and receive those treatments from the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics?
Yeah, and that's a great question, because really it's a simple answer. It's why we exist. We're here to not only take care of our community and on all their healthcare needs and do our best to keep folks healthy, but we want to be an integral part of a growing community. So as we grow, our community grows. As our community grows, we grow. We have more people to take care of. More people have been seeking out services here. We have some specialty services that we've really focused on. Our orthopedic program, we have people travel out of state specifically for our orthopedic program and our joint replacement. And so when you see yourself as a small community hospital carrying out a local mission, but you are also becoming a bit of a destination for healthcare services, it allows people to come into our community that has never been here. They get to see Knoxville, meet people here. And as that word begins to get out that this is a pretty cool place to be, I just think it can't do anything but help us grow.
Is there anything else you want the listeners to know about being ranked in the top 100?
Well, we would not have been ranked in the top 100 without people choosing us. There are a lot of, just if you look at our geographical location as it relates to other hospitals in the area, we have county hospitals in the area. We're not that far from the metro, and there's outstanding large organizations, so you have that concept that they're a lot bigger, so they must be better, that sort of thing that all small hospitals fight. We are a top 100 hospital because people trust us and they've been choosing us for their health care, and thank you for that.
Thanks to Knoxville Hospital and Clinic CEO Kevin Kincaid for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.